Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. And in this video, I'm going to comment about the Liberal Democrats in the United Kingdom because the general election campaign's been underway for about 10 days and the Lib Dems haven't made much of a splash, except literally when Sir Davey, their leader, fell in paddleboarding. He says, purposefully. Now, what was the purpose of that? Okay, the only thing that garnered media attention. So he's such a pygmy. I hope that's not racialist or whatever, verticalist, politically. You compare him to Charles Kennedy, their leader, 1999 to 2006, who, though panned as a lightweight, certainly connected with people. He was almost universally recognized. Paddy Ashdown, seen as almost an elder statesman, and so on. So he was there because he's about the only experienced one who survived the cull last time, 2019. They're reduced to only 11 MPs. So they're going to go up in MPs, but that's a very low mark to clear. Admittedly, they increased their vote share by half in 2019. Everyone says it was cataclysmic for the Lib Dems last time because they went down one seat, that being the leader's seat, Jo Swinson, the first Westminster leader to be unseated since 1945. Their share of the vote went up. So these are the vagaries of first past the post. But although their vote share is going to go up hardly at all, it looks like they'll substantially increase their number of seats. I remember I put this very question to Paddy Ashdown just after he stood down as their leader in the Oxford Union. He's saying, well, we don't count it in votes, we count it in seats, because I pointed out under his leadership, their share of the vote kept going down, but they kept going up in seats. I know that that's part of the illogicality or first past the post. So of their target seats, I'm saying they'll gain about 25. You know, Carshalton and Wallington in South London, that's still wafer thin. They need 0.6 of a percent to take that one. And in Scotland, they'll probably take five northeast from the Scottish National Party. Wimbledon in London, they lost by only 800 votes. So that's under 1% to take. Sheffield Hallam, which their previous leader, the sometime Deputy Prime Minister, Nick Clegg, used to rule, they'll take that one back from Labour, probably. On the other hand, Labour's going to do so well, I'm not so sure. I mean, I give it just over 50% chance the Lib Dems will take that one back. Cambridge South, yeah, they're going to take that for Cambridgeshire South, sorry. It's the county, not the city. Very important to recognise that. They'll take that from the Conservatives, need only 1%. Cheltenham, they're going to kick out Alex Chalk, that barrister who was a Wickhamister friend, a school friend of Rishi Sunak. They need only just over 1% to retake Cheltenham. They're very strong on the council. The point is, southwestern England used to be a real bastion for the Liberal Democrats. Yeovil, Paddy Ashdown seat, Devon North, which was Jeremy Thorpe's seat. And, you know, southwest England used to say had, say, 5% of the UK population, but about 25% of us Liberal Democrat members of Parliament. So Penny Morden's your friend, okay. But, you know, politics aside, what do you think? Yeah, the Liberal Democrats, about the post office scandal, somehow Sir Red Davey seems to have shaken this off because he was the cabinet minister responsible when this whole thing went on. It's really undermined my trust in the justice system. I thought this can't happen. But hundreds of totally innocent people went to prison. And these were lengthy sentences of several years for a crime they did not commit over a computer error. Claiming that they had this much money in the whatever post office, and they really didn't. And that was it, because computers can't be wrong, kind of thing. And the Labour government, about 20 years ago, were warned that this was a flawed computer system, forged ahead regardless. Thank you, Tony. And that's what happened. So, yes, innocent people do get sent to jail even now, which underscores why the presumption of innocence is so vital, particularly in highly emotive cases, because the feminazis, when it comes to sex crimes against women, say, presumption of innocence is out the window. This presumption of guilt. Yet if someone's accused, he's guilty. Accusation equals conviction. And that's the way it goes for paedophilia, anything like that. And because these crimes are so grave, it's crucial that this remains. If someone is found guilty of traveling without a ticket or shoplifting or graffiti or something, that's so trifling, it's not really going to be such a damper on the person's reputation. It's not really going to wreck innocence for the person's life. But crimes which are perceived as egregiously heinous, It's all the more important that we don't tarnish someone's reputation with an abominable crime. And obviously, these crimes are horrific. Don't mistake my belief in justice for a belief that somehow that these things are permissible. They're not. Don't want to suffer them myself. But anyway, back to the Lib Dems, who actually used to stand up for unpopular causes, such as justice, things as unfashionable as the right to a fair trial, to civil liberty, which they avowedly do not these days. So difficult to know what they stand for. That's the God Feeble campaign. I was going to say, so Dunbartonshire Mid, they'll take that, but they'll take that. That's only about 1% they need to gain from the Scottish National Party, because the SNP are going down. The Fife North East used to be Sir Mingus Campbell's seat. Remember, he was their leader not so many years ago. Cheadle, which is near Manchester, just over 2%. Eastbourne, just over 2%. Remember, they took that one off when Sir Ian Gow was murdered by the IRA in 1990. And out of deference to the fact that he'd laid down his life in the United Kingdom, it was suggested by the leader at the time, Paddy Ashdown, not to field a candidate. But Lord Reynard said, no, we will. And they really succeeded in that 1990 by-election, which was one of the things that brought down Maggie Thatcher. What else about that? And remember, that was a sort of retirement town. These were elderly, wealthy people, dyed-in-the-wool conservatives, and still the Liberal Democrats won. Used to be known as God's Waiting Room, that place on the English Channel. So they're often retirees from colonial service who were living there. And so that was seismic when the Lib Dems won that. Another one is the Liberal Democrats. They took several seats in by-elections, like in rural Shropshire, in it was Aylesbury, was it Cheryl Gillan's seat in Buckinghamshire? And these were true blue constituents. It was staggering. One of these was a seat the Conservatives had won for almost 200 years. Since the Conservatives even were conservative, since that word was even invented in a political sense. But I don't think they'll retain the Shropshire one. I think they'll keep the Buckinghamshire one. We shall see, because these things in by-elections, they almost always revert to their ordinary party when it comes to the general election. It was a yelp of pain. It was a protest vote. What else? Caithness, Southern and Easter Ross, they need over 2%. I think they'll take that. Esher and Walton, that was Dominic Raab's seat, he's standing down. They need 2.7%. Because remember, there's some personal following for this individual MP. There's none for the new Conservative candidate. That's why it really is virtually certain the Lib Dems will take Esher and Walton. And coming on to Guildford, yeah, you know, that's stockbroker belt should be safely Conservative. They need only 3% to take it back. Or Lewis, on the southern coast of England, take that back with 3.7%. Hazel Grove in Northwest, take it off the Tories. Westmorland and Lonsdale, which used to be Tim Farron's seat, sometime leader of the Liberal Democrats, they'll take that back, needing under 5%. St Ives, right down the southwest toe of England, for about 5%. Finchley and Golders Green, the 6%, take that one. The thing is, they did have an advantage, is they had a former Labour MP standing for them, Luciana Berger. Yeah, okay, within 5% of taking it. But remember, the Conservatives are deeply unpopular there. The one thing that could save the Tories is because Labour making a bit of a comeback. The Liberal Democrats weren't that strong in that constituency previously. They just had an exceptionally good candidate. The cities are well under Westminster, 6%. They'll take that one for the first time ever. Sir Nicholas Scott's seat, wasn't it, for some time? No, who's the guy who was Secretary of State for Northern Ireland? That was him. The one who sang My Darling Clementine the night all those guys were murdered by the IRA. Was a bit of a no-no in 1992. I forget his name. I went to a talk by him at Trinity College, Oxford once, but I digress as usual. Winchester, remember Mark Oden held that for many years when he took it off Jerry Malone in the only election that had to be rerun in 1997. Taunton and Wellington, they'll take that one against Southwest. Harrogate and Knaresborough, they'll take that one. Remember when Norman Lamont stood there in 97, his own constituency having been demolished. Cambridge will go back to them. We'll not go back to them. Labour will take it. It's very politically promiscuous. Cambridge was Conservative in 1997 with Robert Rhodes James. Then it was Labour for a while under Anne Campbell. 2005, the Liberal Democrats took it, partly over the Iraq War. Labour retook it, blah, blah, blah. Can the Tories do better than 165 seats, better than John Major? At the moment, I'm thinking no. I think 150 and maybe even worse. But I do see some really shocking opinion polls with the Tories 27% adrift. Some only 12% adrift. You know, you can turn around 5 or 10%. You cannot turn around 27%. You can make it maybe not quite so bad. At the moment, initially predicted Labour 40%, Conservatives 28%, which is obviously, from a Tory point of view, more optimistic than the polls suggest. There are various reasons why the polls almost always overstate Labour support and understate Conservative support. We shall see. It's possible they're actually accurate. They're more scientific these days. They're always refining it. But as the Brexit vote should tell us, these things are never bang on. An opinion poll is just that. It's not the actual result. But relatively few people are going to change their minds between now and polling day. And remember, people are going to actually start voting in only a fortnight's time, postal voting. Only about 25% of votes are postal. They don't necessarily all post them on the first day. You can. Some of them on the last day you can. So what else? Sutton and Cheam, and I know someone in the association there, and it's not looking good for the Conservatives. There, myself today, lots of Lib Dem posters. 8% the Liberal Democrats will take that one. Woking, which is in Buckinghamshire, 8.5%, and the Liberal Democrats will take that one. And one more, Brecknell, Radding and Coombe Tor in Wales, almost 9%. That's all I think they're going to take. And because at the moment, the Liberal Democrats have been made extinct as a Westminster species in the Principality, but I think they'll come back in a very small way. Notably not retaking Montgomeryshire, Lembit Opoch's former bailiwick. So their policies are not very convincing. I might do a separate video on those. What do you think about the Liberal Democrats? How well are they doing? All right, make sure you subscribe on Patreon, follow me on PayPal. Goodbye.